今天的查经内容会是在诗篇的第39章第4节到第7节。
Today's scripture reading is from Psalms chapter 39 verse 4 to 7。
请你们查找在诗篇第39章第4节到第7节，那些找到的呢站立起来跟我先用中文念。
Can we all flip to the particular chapter, Psalms 39, verse 4 to 7, and those who have found it, would you please rise to read it together with the pastor?
然后呢，再跟依琳小姐念英文。
And then read along with me for the English version.
那些还没有找到的边上人可以帮他们帮一下忙。
Those who haven't found it yet, could you have the people that side helping you?
好，我们来一起查考神的话语。耶和华，求你叫我晓得我身之中我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。你使我的年日乍如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候真是全然虚妄，世人行动实际幻影，他们乱慢真是狂然，积蓄财宝不知将来有谁收取。主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
Let us read the verse. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath.Man's a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Let us pray.
神啊，你真的是我的主，我的指望在乎你。
Lord, you are really our God. My hope is in you, and I look up to you.
感谢神，你今天赐给我们这个时光，让我们一起来学习你自己的话语，并且借着你的信息让我们了解你的心意。
Lord, thank you for this time you've let us be here together so that we can pray and to learn more about you and to know that what you have in store for us.
感谢神，你赐给我们今天这个时光。
Thank you for once for granting us with this time.
求神你让我们使用我们生命当中的分分秒秒来学习你。
May you let us be able to treasure every time and every moment that we have to learn more and to seek more about you.
来经历你，来得到你的祝福。
To praise you and to be blessed by you.
这样感谢祈求，不配奉耶稣基督的圣名。
All this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
人生几何啊？人生几何？
How fleeting life is.
人生真的是如此的短暂，稍纵即逝。
Life is really very short and you know, it's just too short for us to understand it.
我们都说平均人的年寿差不多是七十几岁到八十几岁，你想一想好像这时间还蛮长的，实际上真的是短的像一口气息。
An average person's life is about 70 to 80 years old, and we think that that's really long. But in the true fact is, it's really very, very short.
如果你不相信这人的寿命就像一个气息的话，我待会跟你们讲一个故事。
If you don't believe how short human life is, let me tell you a story later on.
但正因为人的寿命是如此的短暂，所以我们人都很想了解究竟明天是什么，所以我今天才好把握今天的时光。
Because human's life is that short, everyone is so excited to know what's in store for me tomorrow that we are going to treasure our time today.
就是我知道的很多中国人他们是很喜欢去算命的。
I know a lot of Chinese people who like to go to the fortune tellers.
他们想到那边去了解一下自己能活多长，他的寿数多少，甚至呢，他们想找今后是从事什么样的事业，找什么样的配偶。
They like to know everything that is going on that will happen in their lives, like who they're going to marry, what kind of job they're going to get, you know, what kind of person they're going to marry to.
那他们有很多的想法，他们想说，如果知道明天会是什么样子的话，我今天可以更好的把握。
So if they know what's going to happen tomorrow for them, they try to do something better so that the future will turn out to be even better than what they expected it to be.
可是他们却不知道人的生命真的是很短暂，如一口气稍纵即逝。
But yet they don't understand that life is so short that you know, it can be touch and go sort of thing.
如果你不相信的话，你可以去一趟这个 Tulsa Zoo 哈，就是 Tulsa 的动物园。那里头呢有一个Carl Sagan 他讲的宇宙年这个概念。
Well, if you don't believe that statement, go down to Tulsa Zoo, and there's a cosmic year display that will tell you that the world is very old and human history is very young.
这里说到说，他们人们认为从宇宙的起源第一天就是从大爆炸的那一天 ，the Big Bang 哈，从大爆炸那今天，我们如果把它归算是一年的话。
So if we take the perceivable date of the Big Bang until present day, and we somehow statistically make it into a single year.
那么这人类万千年来的浩瀚的历史长河不过是这一年当中的最后90分钟
and if we take all these and put it together and we'll find that thousands of years of the world history and human history amounts only to the last 19 minutes of one year
如此算来呢那菩萨是在倒数第五秒钟的时候出生的
And that would mean that the birth of Buddha would be the last 5 seconds of the year.
罗马帝国是在倒数的第四秒的时候建立的。
The Roman Empire in the last 4 seconds.
穆斯林教昌盛的时期是发生在倒数的第三秒钟。
The Muslim conquest was accomplished in the last 3 seconds.
那百丈亭帝国呢是在倒数的第二秒钟的时候辉煌腾达。
The Byzantine Empire in the last 2 seconds.
那如今的历史开始使用宇宙飞船去探究宇宙去寻找外星人是最后一秒
and the first steps taken in space with all the advances and looking for extraterrestrial intelligence would take place in the last second or the first second of New Year's Day
这样子一说你就明白了你这八九十年真的是比不上一秒钟啊
so by giving you thatexample, you have surely understand that how short a human life is compared to all these things.
我相信很多人在911这个悲惨的事件发生的时候，他们都以为他们的生命还有下一秒钟。
I believe that with what happened on September 11th, many people thought that their lives would have the next second of their lives.
但是事实是我们知道，我们实际上真不知道我们的下一秒钟是什么样子的。
But the facts of the matter is that we don't really know.
因为我们的生命真的是如此的短暂
Because of life is simply that short
可是呢我们在这短暂的生命当中好像有很多的事情要去做
But in this short span of life that we have There are so many things that we want to do and that we need to do
我们每个人都有不同的生活的奋斗目标我们不知道如何在这短短的时间做好
We have each of us so many different goals and aspirations that in just in our short lives we don't know how to go about doing it exactly
所以我们的指望在哪里
So where's our hope?
诗篇的作者说我的指望在乎你
So the psalmist says My hope is in you Lord
所以我首先要跟大家讲人的生命是如此的短暂这个生命有希望还是没有希望会是什么样子的
So right now I want to talk to you about how short a human life is and that a life with hope and a life without hopeand the differences of these two.
因为基督徒是带着有盼望的生命非基督徒他们还没有认识到真正的盼望真正的指望是什么。
The difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is that for the Christian, they have hope in God and they put all their hopes in it and they bank on it. For the non-Christians, they simply don't have it at all and they're always depressed and gloomy.
在我以前跟大家证道的时候讲到人的盼望我们讲到说俗世的盼望非基督徒的盼望他们看到五子登科上面就是说我们都希望每个人有机会戴上高教的帽子有一个稳定的位置有个豪华的车子有个漂亮的房子还有一个可爱的妻子
For the non-Christians they place all their hopes in worldly things and invest their whole lives into them for example good education a secure job a big house a big car and last but not least a handsome husband or a beautiful wife so they spend their whole entire lives pursuing all these ungodly things and worldly wants
有些时候八九十年真的是不够啊
and sometimes with all these things cluttering in our brains 80 to 90 years simply don't seem enough to us
所以呢他们天天忙乱寻找这些就不知道他们真正是需要基督
So they spend every minute and every moment of their waking hours searching and pursuing all these things that they eventually leave out Christ in their lives
那我们知道作为基督徒的话，这些东西仍然也是可以每个人都去追求去获得的。
Well, to Christians, we know that these things are acceptable and that we can also pursue these things other with Christ.
这一些是他们每一个人随便得到，是因为神给他们的祝福。
These belongings that they have come to them because of blessings of God and not because they want it and pursue it wholeheartedly.
而且他们明白，之所以他们得到这些福分，是因为有个源头的，这个源头是耶稣基督。
And they know that.The source of all these things, good things in their life, come from God, Jesus.
而当他们真正认识到这一点的时候，当他的生命当中有这些，没有这些，都变得无所谓了。
And when our lives become Christ-focused, our short life doesn't really matter to us that much anymore.
所以说，我们的生命要把基督放在中心。圣经上面讲到说。你要先求他的国还有他的义，这一切的东西，这一切你所追求的东西都要加给你。
We would freely let God use our lives to do things of eternal value and our lives to carry through on eternity, and as the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you.
所以说我们应该使我们的每一个人的生命每一时每一秒钟都变得很有意义。
Therefore we should make every day of our life meaningful.
不要去等到明一天再去做。
Let's not wait until tomorrow.
不要说我等明天再来清理我的办公室。
You're not going to say, I'll just wait until tomorrow before I clean up my office and stuff.
或者说我明天我再找时间跟小孩子玩耍。
Or I'll just take the kids to the park or to the water slide tomorrow.
或者我明天再去锻炼。
Or I'll just go on a diet or go on some cross training thing tomorrow.
哦，或者说我明天再给我要好的朋友打电话。
Or I'll just call my friend tomorrow instead of today.
或者说我明天再去戒烟。
I'll just quit smoking tomorrow.
因为本来很多可以今天就完成的事情，你可能最后拖到明天，或者甚至几天。
Because all these things get you can do it today, eventually becomes I'll do it tomorrow or do it later on. I'll do it next week. I'll do it in the near future.
当你把基督作为你的生命的中心的时候，你这个短暂的生命，你可以让它起到很大的功效。
When you put Christ in the center of your life, you can make your short life seem to be very long and meaningful.
但是倒过来，当你的生命不是以基督为中心的时候，你这个漫长的生命就会变得是如此的短暂。
But the opposite, if you don't be Christ-focused and Christ-centered, you see that your life is simply too short for you to even remember what you have done.
所以作为基督徒来讲，我们所依靠的是什么样呢？
So as a Christian, what do we believe in? What do we have hope in?
我们分三点来讲。
We'll split it into three points.
第一点是应该我们在实体的盼望当中来得享喜乐。
First point, be joyful in the living hope.
我们在基督里的这种盼望不是一种臆想。
Our hope is not a mere speculation in what God might do.
因为神要让我们生命当中所经历所要做的很多事情他早就给我们安排好了。
He has promised to us in the Bible in his word that whatever he has for us he will do it. He has promised that.
如果说我们来把住他给我们的这些应许，我们在他身上的盼望的指望是有实理的。
We can have confident hope in everything that he says that he has in areas of life regarding things he will do.
所以当他跟我们讲什么话的时候，我们都可以完全的相信他一定实现。
So when God speaks, he stands by his words to see that it will come to pass.
所以基督徒的生命就是在有实理的盼望当中去得享喜乐。
So when God speaks a word to you, trust him completely.
第二点，就是说我们作为基督徒要在患难当中，在苦难当中能够恒久忍耐。
As Christians, we should always be patient in afflicting circumstances.
作为基督徒，我们没有说我每天一定要风帆风顺，一帆风顺的。
We Christians, you know, we don't expect that every day to be going on smoothly and sailing, and that everything will turn out okay.
如果你认为基督徒跟非基督徒的区别就是你一旦信神了以后就一切都一帆风顺，那这是有点天真的想法。
If you believe that everything is really going to be a smooth ride, then I think that's a little problem with your mentality there.
因为我们跟非基督徒的区别不是说我们就在生命当中没有患难没有苦难。
Because our ideal of thinking is different from the Christians, as in we don't believe that life is always that smooth sailing.
因为我们的这个生命当中是在苦难的时候，我们都有耶稣基督给我们作伴。
Because we believe that when we have troubles in our lives, we will always have God who walk with us and guide us through it.
要说到这个患难苦难，我想我们在座的当中，生活当中都有不同的经历。
And speaking of all these circumstances, I believe that each and every of us have different times in our life where we have met with such problems.
我们有可能车坏了，在车库里头修的，有可能是房子坏了，哪个地方做的不对劲，空调机坏了，或者是有其他人在寻找工作，或者在寻找教育上面的出路。
We might have our car broken down in the repair shop, or something's been going on in the house, roof's leaking.Or we might have lost our jobs and we are jobless looking for a job right now.
但是这些事情在我们的生命当中它所发生的这些处境它不影响我们作为基督徒的思维。
But yet all these things around us do not affect us in our faith as Christians.
因为我们知道我们在神身上面的这种有实体的把握有实体的这种指望是永恒的。而当我们生命当中出现这些不利的困境或者是困扰的时候我们知道这些是暂时的它不是整个事情的终结
Because we believe that with all these things in our lives God was still faithful to us He will walk us through it and that we don't have to worry about being abandoned by God because He's always there for us
所以第三点我要讲到就是说倘若我们作为基督徒没有这个基督生活作为我们的盼望那么在他的困境当中与我们同行我们的生命就会被我们自己的罪过把握甚至被我们的过犯破坏掉
So the third point is to be fervent and to be faithful in fervent prayer wisdom without our hope in Christ and walk with him along life's narrow way our lives can become quickly torn into shreds by sinful deeds that we doNow, praying for his forgiveness, comfort, and love is the only way that he can renew us.
所以我们只有向他祈求，得到他的饶恕，得到他的安慰，得到他的慈爱，我们的日子就能够得以更新。
So we have to be faithful in praying to him every day and asking him for forgiveness and asking him to love us and bless us. Only then can we be able to pass each day.
我们的生命就会每天都是充满了喜乐，因为他的慈爱每天都是更新的。
Our days are filled with happiness because every time we pray to him and every new day starts a new chapter for us.
所以我们必须在恒切的祷告当中忠心于神就像雅各书第五章第十六节讲到的义人的这个祷告他所发的力量是大有功效的。
So we must always be faithful in our prayers. As it said in James chapter 5 verse 12, the fervent prayers of the righteous avails much.
我们每天的生活当中都需要有个人基础上的祷告都需要有弟兄姐妹之间的祷告都需要有到教会来一起祷告
So in each of our lives we have to pray individually or pray with your families pray with your friends pray with the church family and pray come to prayer meetings and come and let your lives be changed
我们每个星期都有两次的祷告会这是让你得到经历神的这种机会使你的生命借着在这祷告当中的不同的见证得到改变
Now in TIBC we have two prayer meetings every week and these prayer meetings for you for us to come together to pray to grow in his word and to be stronger
如果你说龙牧师你讲了这么多的事情道理讲得很好可是我具体应该怎么做呢
Well you said that Pastor Long what you said is really good I mean you say so much and but what exactly is the essence of the whole thing that you're trying to point out to us
我们如何来做一个基督徒真正的是实现这三步呢
As a Christian, what is it that we really have to do and what does it really take for us to accomplish the above three points?
让我跟你分享这样一个故事
Let me share with you a story
这个故事很多人都已经熟悉了它名字中英文叫做水仙花的故事的原则但是中文我来翻译成千里之行始于足下
I believe that most of you know the story. In English, it's called the Daffodil Principle, and in Chinese, it's called 千里之行始于足下。
这个故事的大致的内容是这样子，就是说有一位母亲，她天天偷，经常收到她女儿给她打电话说，妈妈，妈妈，你要过来，趁这个水仙花季还没过之前，我要带你去看一看。
there's a mother, and she said that several times she received telephone calls from her daughter saying that, you know, Mom, you got to come down here and see the daffodils before, you know, they all die out.
那她妈妈说，哎呀，我真的是蛮想去的，可是开一个车要两个小时，所以等到她女儿给她第三次又打电话的时候，她勉强说，好吧，我下一周二去。
She really wants to go, but she thinks to herself, it's a two-hour drive all the way down there just to look at flowers. So by the time that her daughter called the third time, she reluctantly agreed, all right, I'll come next Tuesday.
所以等到第三星期二的时候，她终于时间到了，她就要选择出去，确实下大雨。
So when next Tuesday comes, as she prepares to go into this two-hour-long journey, it starts to rain.
所以她勉强地走开车到她的女儿家去，然后勉强地到了那里。
But still she had promised, so she reluctantly dragged herself to the car, drove down there, and finally knocked on her daughter's door.
那她女儿卡洛琳就出来，并且呢，迎接我，还带着她的外孙女。
And then Carolyn, my daughter, she opened the door and she welcomed me with a hug and she brought all my grandchildren out, her grandchildren out.
那我真的想跟她讲说，哎呀，我们不要去看水仙了，我最喜欢的就是这些外孙外孙女。
And so the mother said, well, let's forget about the daffodils. I like my grandchildren. I just want to play with them, so forget the flowers.
这边路能见度这么低，又冷又下雨的，我去那边做什么？
The road is invincible in the clouds and the fogs. It's just not the day to look at flowers. Let me play my grandchildren instead.
她女儿就说，没有事的，我还是带你去吧。
So her daughter calmly said, no problem at all. We always drive like this in this weather, so let's go.
所以呢，他就带着他到了这个远远的一个山峰上去。
And so Carolyn took her mother onto this long journey out into some fields to look at the daffodils.
他又开了20分钟从他家去，他们开上了一条小石子路。那前面呢，他看到了一个教会。
So after several minutes, Carolyn was driving, and then her mother asking her, "Where are we going?" And then ahead in front, she sees there's a little church up there.
在这个教会的边上，他看到有一个牌子写着水仙花园。
And along this church, she sees that there's a sign next to it, and it says Daffodil Garden.
那我们就下了车，然后拐个弯到了一个边上去看。
So they got out the car, and then they took a turn around and went around the church and took a look at the whole Daffodil Garden.
当他拐个弯的时候就一看。他看到前面有一个风景。
So when they finally reached the spot once past the church, they came to a sight that was so glorious.
他在前面仿佛是有一个人把一大片的金子浇灌在地上。
It looked as though someone had a great vat of gold and it poured down into it, and the whole field in front of them was filled with a marvelous and amazing sight.
满山遍野的金光闪闪的，各种花的颜色都有，有橙色的，有白色的，有粉色的，有藏红色的，有黄色的，一应俱有。
And out in front of them lay a whole field of wonders and beautiful flowers of all sorts and colors. And they were over the mountain peaks and over the slopes, daffodils of many colors: orange, white, lemon yellow, salmon pink.
所以他就问他的女儿卡洛琳说。这是谁种的花呀?
And then the mother asked Carolyn, "So who is responsible for the gardening of all these flowers?"
她说就一个女人。
And she says, "Just one lady."
这女人就住在这个边角上这个小房子。
And that lady lives right over there, and she points to the far off church.
那在这个尖顶的挺别致的小房间，在这个光芒四射的这个远景下面，显得这个房子很平凡。
And then next to the room.There's a little sign that says answers to the question I know you're asking.
那在这个牌子上面有这样几个问题，而且他说我知道你心中已经有这样几个问题了，所以我这有准备好答案给你。
So it says answers to the question I know you're asking.
第一个答案五万朵花。
The first answer was a very simple one, 50,000 bulbs. It said.
第二个答案一个妇人一次一颗用两只手。用不多的大脑。
And the second answer was one at a time, by one woman, two hands, two feet, and very little brain.
第三个答案，开始于1958年。
And the third answer was began in 1958.
哦，他终于明白了， 有这样的答案。
So finally she understands that there is such a thing.
这个在英文里头就叫做是水仙花的原则，为什么说中文是千里之行始于足下？
And there it was in English we call it the daffodil principles. But why do I call it in Chinese as 千里之行始于足下？
That means you take your first step to accomplish your 1,000 miles of journey. You always need to make a first step in order to, you know, to accomplish 1,000 miles of journey in Chinese. Because it's a Chinese saying, so it's very, very tough.
Sorry about that.
It's very good.She has been just so wonderful. The way that I put it in English is no comparison with what she has said. Very, very accurately. Thank you. Praise the Lord. 那么我要讲的这个故事是说，如果这样一个女子，她是对她的远景看到说，我要在这个山峰的顶上要建这样一个大的水仙花园，这个努力是一点一滴，一天摘一颗，一天摘一颗，四十年才有这样50,000朵花。
So, my view towards this lady whom I've never met, and in a span of 40 years, she begins by planting one bulb at a time, slowly, step by step, and in time they have just multiplied into something that's so huge and glorious that one cannot simply see past it.
我们要学会什么样的工作，什么样的目标。我们需要 积累点点滴滴的去移向我们所要达到的这个目标，并且喜欢我们所做的点点滴滴的小事。
So the principle to this daffodil garden ties the greatest principles of celebration, which is learning to move towards our goals and desires one step at a time.
那么我们还要讲的从这个功课里头学到的第二点，就是当我们这一点一滴的这个劳动，我们把它辛勤积累，它就会加倍翻倍的来增长。
And the second point that we learn from this daffodil principle is that when we multiply tiny pieces of time with small increments of daily effort, we too will find that we can accomplish magnificent things and that we too can change the world.
你作为一个基督徒，哪怕你刚起初的时候只是想着每天早上吃饭的时候祷告，或者睡觉前的祷告，或者每个星期来这边做崇拜，不是什么大事。
Well, to many of us Christians, we grew up with the routine of praying before we go to bed, going to spiritual practice, and saying grace before meals. To us, this doesn't seem like a lot.
确实的，这些没有太多的要求，可是一点一滴的，你就会发现你可以亲近的神。
It really doesn't build up to anything great, but if we take it slow, one step at a time, we find that we can really learn to make this small thing into a big thing and make an impact onto other people's lives.
你是应该向我自我挑战，不要局限于这简单的几件事情，不应该只想的这些小小的祷告，但是你可以一步一步的来，从很小的一步开始。
To us, we don't really think much of what we do, but yet when we take it slow and we really put our thoughts and efforts into it and to reach out to people, we can make a difference.
刚才所要跟你们大家分享的这故事还没有最终截止，还有第三个功课我们从这学的来对应我们刚才讲的三点。
To the first story, there wasn't a conclusion yet. There's still lesson point number three.
在这故事里头就讲到他女儿就说，如果是这么想起来的话，我觉得挺遗憾的，我这一生已经都过去了。
And then when the mother says to the daughter that, well, you know what, looking back onto my life, I really regret because I've really not done anything much.
And 你想我要是过去这三十年四十年的时间，我就一天一滴的栽种一颗的花朵，我今天也许已经可以成就很多了。
And the mother says, if I started whatever I wanted to do back then, just like this old lady, planting one bulb at a time.
她女儿就说，没有关系的，不要为昨天去遗憾，也不要去想着明天你能做什么，就从今天开始。
The mother says to the daughter, if only I did what I wanted today, learn to do things today, and then I will be able to accomplish so many things that I've wasted my time not accomplishing them. And that, you know, when, and the daughter summed up the message of the day in her usual blunt way, just telling her mother that, you know, it's okay. Well, you still have time. We can do it now. We can say that we're going to start doing things now, and, you know, just take control of our lives and treasure the moments and time that we have.
所以中文里头有一首诗，这首诗是比较难翻的，但是我要跟大家分享这个故事。他说到说，明日复明日，明日何其多，我生待明日，万事成蹉跎。That song in Chinese ancient poem says that our lives is full of tomorrows. And if you want to wait till tomorrow to get anything done, you can wait and you can wait and nothing will be accomplished because tomorrow is so far along. You start something today. 所以今天早上今天跟大家讲的就是说有三点原则跟他们分享。我们作为人生如此的短暂，我们如何去成就一个伟大的事业。
So in today's sermon we learned that, you know, human's life is simply that short, and that whatever we do we cannot really grasp it, and that we should just treasure it and make the best out of it.
如果我们一切都只看到我们自己所有限的生命，这八九十年的时间，这个时间是很短暂的，稍纵即逝。
If we take a look at our lives as only this 80 to 19 years, it's really very short for us to think of it as anything much.
但是我们允许让我们这仅有的几年的时间交托给神，放在神的手上，神会加倍的翻番。
But if we take these 80 to 90 years of our lives and give it to God and have Him mold us into whatever way He wants us to be, it's going to be more than a short span of life. It's going to be something meaningful.
因为你所做的这有限的事情，神会加进去无限的内涵。
Because in this span of life that you give to God and you submit to Him, He's going to bless you with countless grace and give you the blessings in your life.
他所给你的是许许多多，是无限的，除非你自己要把它加上一个限制。
Whatever He gives you is countless and really timeless pieces of His love for you and His blessings for you. And the only thing thatcan defy this whole thing is only when you place a restriction onto God for working miracles in your life.
你的生命时间也许不长，你要早一天认识主。
Your life is really not that long, so you must really take the chance to get to know God better and to get closer to Him and to learn more about Him.
希望今天的信息能够达到两个目的，一个，未信主的人你认识到人生的短暂，早一天信主得到他的福分。
The two main points of today's sermon. Number one, for the non-Christians, may you be able to know that your life is that short and that you have to seek God and know Him and come before Him and submit yourself to Him.
今天的第二点信息就是说，如果你已经是基督徒了，你等到神这永恒的这个大爱，你不要加上限制，说我只能做这些。
And the second point of today's sermon would be to the Christians.You know that God is just wonderful and He gives you His countless love and He just blesses you with miracles in your life. So do not restrict yourself and tell God what He can do and what He cannot do in your life.
你所需要做的只需要像那个老妇人一样，就往那个盘子里头加上你所仅有的几毛钱、几块钱。
What you should do is just like the old lady as she plants the bulbs one by one, you should start by giving and even $1 at a time or $2 at a time.
我不是说是要你在金钱上面做奉献，而是说将你仅有的奉献出来，也许是金钱上，也许是时间和精力上。
I'm not specifically saying that you have to tithe and give money, but it might be giving in terms of your time, giving in terms of your strength, or whatever you can do for other people.
就是说，是要，大家要奉献，是要，但是神所要的是要我们能力所能够给的，就是。
And God wants you to give what you can give and what's within your ability to give.
当你给出了这个时间、精力、能努力的时候，神自然会给他翻倍加添。
And when you give what you can, God will double and triple what you have given unto your life.
你这短暂的人生 就会去做很多有永恒意义的事情。
And in your short span of life, you'll find that you'll be able to do many wonderful things that are a blessing to other people around you.
所以待会我们开始做这个呼召，唱诗歌的时候，请这些未信主的人，你早一天看到神有着许多的预备，许多的祝福给你，请你到前面来。
So now just be prepared to sing and also to give tithings. To those non-Christians, would you one day be able to find God and see God? And we'll just come up here so that we can pray for you.
对于信主的人来讲，今天也许是你认识到神有无限的祝福要预备给你。
Will non-Christians come up so that we can pray for you and that one day you'll be able to know Christ and get saved?